Hello and welcome back to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This brew has been brought to you by our friends at Dealership Toolkit, Petra Automotive Products, M1 Data and Analytics, BenQ, Fix Ops Marketing, and 321 Ignition. You can get more information about our sponsors, us, some swag, and some Car Guy Coffee by going to carguycoffee.com. Let's brew! Are on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. Excited to be connected to you and excited to be connected to incredible people brewing solutions in the industry. Welcome and good morning.
Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, my friend. Appreciate you.
We have like royalty and family. I'm so excited about being able to brew with such high quality, let's just say beans, right?
Yeah.
The best beans in the business. Isn't it just any kind of bean, right? This is like a Cubano brew, right? We got a special Cubano brew.
That's a strong brew right there. You know that's something that's tough. That's going to wake you
zing
up. That's something that's going to get you thinking right and get your mind spinning, right? And you know, it might even get you out of your seat a little bit and get you all pumped up. Mm. And that's what a good Cubano,
And it doesn't even take much, right? It doesn't even take much.
Like a little itty bitty, like a little
bam.
And that's all you need, right? But we got somebody here that's a large cup of it. That's somebody that brings so much energy, brings love. First of all, above a businessman, let's take that out the way. He's one of the best family men I've ever met in person, man. The way he is with his wife, his children, his grandbaby, the way he is his huelo to his granddaughter, man.
Huelo.
It's beautiful. He does. He really leads everything with love. That's our number one core value as a certified solutionary. That is why, to me, he is officially a certified solutionary, just because of that one thing, the way he loves. He loves above all. The way he treats us. Like we're his brothers, like we're his sons. He treats us with love. And that's something that I will always remember. It's something that I will take with me and I will pass on to other people because I met somebody like Arnold. Mm-hmm. Somebody who's a founder, CEO, president of a company that started something from nothing, left a company making great money to go off and do some amazing things. And I'm not going to go too deep. I don't want to spill too
many beans. We got a lot of beans. Speaking of beans.
Inspirational guy.
For you coffee lovers out there, we have answered the call and we have provided for you the dark roast. So if you want to get into brewing a little Cubano, well, you're going to need some of that dark roast coffee in order to get you that flavor that you're looking for. So make sure that you go to carguycoffee.com, get you some of that. And it is Christmas time, folks. So what better to say to a car guy or car gal that you really believe has the good stuff in their cup? Here's a bag of Car Guy Coffee. I appreciate you. If you're looking for creative gifts, whether you're a bank rep or any sort of a vendor, make sure that you go check out the bundles. It is one of the most cost-effective ways to give something different that is also energizing, smooth, and smells like a deal.
That's right.
So we are so pumped up to have an incredible individual in here. And we're trying to give you plenty of time to share this around, trying to make sure that you get plenty of people inside of the cafe so that we can get to talk with this incredible
tag a friend,
incredible
tag, it doesn't matter if they're a car guy, car gal, if they're not even in
get
automotive,
in here.
Get them in this room right
Tim
now.
Tim Wilson, what's going on,
what
brother?
What is up? We're about to share a story about somebody who went from nothing to something, right? Somebody who really worked his butt off to get to where he's at today, to where he can share it with his family and have a family-ran business. I mean, I've seen his son, Junior, man, and Arnold Jr. is just an amazing person. His light is shining through him. He has a smile just like his father's, man. It just sticks out. That's what made me know that was his son, that smile.
Right? It was like, whoa.
They look like twins from across the room.
You could spot them out.
They're identical, but they light up room with those smiles.
Yep.
And it's not because it's forced. It's because it's, once again, it's led with love. And I love that. Once again, let's introduce our good friend. And I'm excited to get him on the show. I'm excited to bring him on the screen and share his story.
Let's
do it.
Get this go. You know what I bet? I bet that he's also coming with his cup of Cuban. Who's taking bets out there? Who's taking bets
we
out there?
Know.
Car guys, car gals, let us make welcome the one,
the only,
Mr.
Arnold Gasita.
Hey, there he is.
He called it. Cheers to you, my friend.
You gotta have. You gotta have Cuban coffee.
That's right. Let's get this started.
Folks, this face right here, folks, is something to remember. This is a gentleman that will Who's laughing? This is a gentleman I know. That's a face only a mother can love. No, not love at all. That's what it almost sounded like I was going to say, but it was totally not what I was saying. What I mean by his face is that this is something we all should remember, this face that he has, that smile he came out here with, that energy, that immediate pop-up, I felt energy from him. And that's something that we all as human beings need to understand. That is important to lead everything with a smile also. Mm. And when you do that, it's the most important thing we wear every single day, that smile. When you share that with other people, whether it's on a screen, whether it's on a post, whether it's in person, and you're walking by them in the street, it changes their life. It really does. It'll make them smile. It'll turn into someone else smiling. It's infectious. Let's make sure you do that. So thank you so much.
Here's some more of that, guys. Look at that smile.
So good morning.
It is live.
Welcome.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the smile because I tell my receptionist that when she answers the phone, she needs to answer it smiling because people will know if she's smiling or not just by her voice.
I love that.
I agree with the smiling thing, not just because you guys are talking about it, but it is true. And I'll tell you another thing about my son and his smile. We walk into many places and people will say the same thing that Fred says, right? Oh, I can tell you guys are father and son. I take it as a compliment. You guys know how my son looks.
Well, yeah,
I don't know if he takes it like a compliment. I walk in and I'm like, yeah, we're twins, you know, but I can see my son going, what?
I have hair.
I mean, I'm bald. I'm gray haired, and he's sitting there going,
"He's clean shaved,
yeah, right? Shaved, just a great looking man, just you know, dressed to the nines all the time."
He's got his GQ suit on, and he's got his nice little haircut.
You look just like your dad. It's a compliment. It is a compliment because you know you bring you. It's something about you, Arnold, that sticks out. And we're appreciative that we're friends with you. We're appreciative that we're part of the family over there at Petra, man. Petra's a great company. It's a growing company. And matter of fact, there's some announcements. Let's talk about that really quick for a quick second. It was Petra Oil Company. It is now called
Petra Automotive Products.
And I love that. To me, that's a huge shift. And I think that's also letting you know where you're going in your business. It's bigger than what you thought it was at the beginning, and it's going to keep growing. It's huge. It's about automotive products.
So to touch base on that real quick, tell us about that shift and what is popping for Petra making that transition right now. Why is that so big that it also came with a bit of a name change? Because that's not an easy task, right? That's not an easy meeting, even if it's just you in the room, right? That's a back and forth on that subject. But tell us about Petra a little bit and tell us about why the name change and what is going on right now before we get this five liner started. Share this around, folks.
Sure. Well, you know, Petra is an international company. We're in 36 countries. We have over 1,000 people selling Petra worldwide. Mm. We're in about 1,900 plus dealerships in the U.S., we have almost 300 products, SKUs, and we touch the car in every way possible. So every fluid your vehicle needs, inside and out, we make it. We make product for the engine, fuel additives, cleaners. We make waxes, soaps, tire shine, leather protection, and we make shop supplies, parts cleaner, brake cleaners, that kind of stuff. So anything that your vehicle needs inside and out, and anything a shop would need to service your vehicle, sold to the professional industry only, right? So we only sell to people that are doing professional services on vehicles. You're not going to find us in a retail store or Amazon or anything like that. It's a professional grade, sold to professional installers only. The name change came because, you know, as the world evolves and every business evolves, whether it's automotive or any type of business, we're always evolving, right? There was a time when we were carburetors and we went to fuel injection. There was a time when people fought fuel injection and then, you know, the carburetors finally little by little went away. So things evolve. And so what we're doing is we're preparing ourselves for that evolution. We think that evolution is still a little bit of a way. We think that, you know, probably the media and maybe, you know, some political push makes it look bigger than what it is. We think it's coming. We think it'll eventually get here. Vehicles will evolve. Engines will evolve. We'll go from combustion to something else, whether that's electric or whatever it may be. We'll go to that eventually. Again, we think we're far from that today, but it will eventually come. And so we want it to be ahead of the game. And we started looking at our products and how much of our products can go into a vehicle that has nothing to do with the combustion engine. And we realized that today, over half, I think 186 products out of the 300 have nothing to do with the combustion engine. And so we're well ahead of that game. We also realized that as of 2021, 56% of our sales have nothing to do with the combustion engine. So we thought it was the right time to make a change because we're really moving into a different world with the waxes and the soaps and even our nitrogen program and now our GPS program. So all of that is moving into a different direction. We're really about automotive products, not necessarily about combustion and oil. And so on November 1st, we made that change to Petra Automotive Products. We talked to our customers, we talked to our suppliers, we talked to our board, we talked to our staff. We had different names that we were options that we were given, and we came out with Petra Automotive Products, and it's been a great hit. People love it. We get requests every day from our customers on the logo because they're changing their shirts, they're changing their vehicles, they're changing the wraps on vans. So it's been a good hit as we move into the evolution of automotive.
I agree, and I think that your team of all the distributors out there across the world. I mean, it's for folks. Just so you know, this isn't just North America or even United States. This is worldwide products that are going everywhere. You're talking Germany, we're talking Japan, we're talking China, we're talking everywhere that you can imagine automotive is. They're there, they're growing, and eventually they're going to be in every country in the world. There's no doubt in my mind. What I love about what you just said was that they understand that. And what they're excited about, all your distributors, is that you guys are thinking that way too, that you're thinking the future. You're being prepared like a Boy Scout, anybody that's good at business. You want to be reactive to things that are happening now that you don't, but you also want to be proactive for things that could happen, right? And that is what helps you become reactive better, quicker, and be able to react to a situation without any
problem. Absolutely. You cannot run a business. You cannot succeed in business if you're content and happy with what's going on today. You constantly have to be thinking. So as an example, today, so we're in December 2nd, we're on December 2nd, we're working on products that we're going to launch at the end of 2022.
I love that.
So we're working, we're testing, we're trying, looking at all the product launches we're going to have towards SEMA and APEX next year. We're a year away from it, but we're already planning on that and other things that go along in the future. We're always having talks about, what's next. And there's I don't know if you guys have heard my story about the hole, right? There's a great story. I've said it in some of the other interviews, but there was a drill bit company and got a new president, and he walks around the entire office and he's talking to people and says, what are we in the business of doing? And everybody goes, we make drill bits. We make drill bits. We make this drill bit and platinum drill bit and diamond drill bit, and blah, 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 blah. So at the end of the day, he has a meeting with everybody. He says, look, I think we're going to be out of business. And everybody's shocked. New president saying they're out of business after he interviews everybody. He says, because you guys got it wrong. We're not in the business of making drill bits. We're in the business of making holes. And the day somebody figures out how to make a hole without a drill bit, we're out of business. So we got to remember that we're in the business of making holes with or without a drill bit. So that's the same way that we have to be in Petra, and any company that wants to succeed is you always have to be thinking, okay, it's just because I do business this way doesn't mean tomorrow it's going to be that way. Come on. And so you got to figure out, right? So coffee, we brew coffee a certain way today. Is there another way to brew coffee tomorrow? Right. So we always have to be with an open mind and looking at what the future is going to bring so that you're always ahead of the game.
That's exactly correct. And that would answer the question that my man Tim asked. Y'all got Keurigs? Not yet. They're coming. That is part of the evolution of Car Guy Coffee. But being ahead of the curve before the curve even comes, that's right. The thing that we have to be prepared for. Remember, when we're driving even down the road, right, there's a sign that's telling us that a turn is coming, to be prepared for the turn that's on its way. And we said it the other day, that today's excellence is tomorrow's mediocrity, right? And then even tomorrow's mediocrity becomes obsolete, a little bit down the road after that. And so making sure that you don't become obsolete when everybody has another way to make a hole, you don't have a job, right? If everybody is making coffee in a different way and we don't have a way to supply that particular way, well, guess what? Nobody's brewing coffee in a big pot like that anymore, right? This is this is something that is needed to be plugged into everybody's game. And we're already getting into some incredible, incredible content just in this conversation for anybody, whether you're a salesperson, you're a business owner, you're a vendor, whatever the case is, being prepared for what's coming is the key that you have to have. But keeping your ear to the ground, listening to other people that are doing other things. Right. Arnold was already ready for the answer when his distributors were probably saying, hey, this may be a problem in the future. Well, hey, great news. There's actually a solution that's already been brewing in the meantime. You know what I mean? Remember, when we're waiting for our courses and our meals, you don't get too sad because you finished that little plate of salad because the next part is coming out, right? And then the next part is coming out. So you have to be constantly preparing and serving, preparing and serving. And I love that this servant heart has taken it to where it is that he's taken it to now, but he's also sowing into so many people a lifestyle of sowing into good ground to actually see a good retrieving of harvest for legacy lifetimes, right? So it's not just ending right here with Arnold. His son is the number one salesperson in the company, right?
Yeah, how many years now?
Killing it, right? I mean, but now representing this brand, look at that right there. Yeah. Look at that. Yeah. Boom.
Sure.
That's a great picture right there. Bam. But seriously, this is something that is exciting for anybody that's doing any kind of a business, in inspiring them to say, listen, you can graft in your family on this, especially if we're all keeping each other accountable for trying to get better. It can't end at today, right? Eventually, our grandkids are going to tell us how it's done, right? We're going to tell them how it was done. They're going to tell us how it's done.
And you need to listen to them.
That's right. Because they're telling
you what's coming. They're telling you what the wish is. They're telling you what the dream is. Even if the technology isn't there, they're telling you, this is what I hope this looks like, and it will eventually happen.
I love that.
Love it.
It's absolutely truth, you know, and it's facts, 100% factual on that. So keep your eyes open. All perspectives matter. Even the ones that seem crazy, even the ones that you are completely on the opposite end of, listen to them. Because sometimes you might hear something that maybe you don't believe will happen, but what you'll find is that some of that stuff is true. Whatever their ideas, maybe everyone has a reason why they think a certain thing. So when you hear it, it'll at least help you understand their perspective a little bit, at least understand where they're coming from. So it's great tips. It helps with everything in life, whether it's family life, business life, personal life, does not matter. All that stuff comes together by listening to people and understanding all perspectives. So,
yeah, man, to listen to these perspectives, especially watching what F-bombs come out of our mouths. And so it's time to drop some F-bombs here on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. And we were so thankful to do it with all your distributors from around the world in Vegas. Thank you so much for bringing us out there to have some fun.
That was a great time. We got to go up there.
Share the secret handshake.
We shared the secret handshake with the whole crew. We got to go up and share our story. I'll tell you what Arnold did, though, was Arnold took a little bit of our wind of our sails because he told half our story.
It was amazing. Come up with something else.
So Arnold sits down at the table, and he has a good gist with this. This is how smart and good of a speaker he is, folks. He sits there and asks us some questions while we're there. We're having dinner. It's him, his wife, our wives are there. We're all enjoying ourselves, eating. He's asking us little questions, not really understanding. I know why. I thought it was just small talk. He gets up. It's right before we're getting ready to talk, he introduces us.
It's fresh.
Oh, my God, did he kill that introduction. You know, and it made me say, I need to work on my introduction game. But he went up there, and he just, like, dropped the mic on us and let us go up there and say, okay, well, there went about 10 minutes of our content. But no.
You guys are big guys. You need big intros.
And you killed it for us. And you did. You really did, and it meant a lot to us the way you did that, the way you represented for us, your business, your family, and the way our wives, the way you brought them in and made them feel part of it all, too. To this day, they still talk about you. So I'm honored to go through this and to hit you with this Forgive, Focus, Fly, because these three Fs, the F-bombs, are the best F-bombs in the world. So here they are right here.
So making sure that we do wipe off the weight of unforgiveness, which I know that Arnold has had to have done many, many times inside of his career up to now. And then getting zeroed in, focus on where it is
you're
going, putting on the blinders to the things that are distractions, and putting in a focused approach to going where it is that you want to go, and then reaching out in faith and flying. And once you start flying, guess what you got to do? You got to keep
working. Keep growing. That's right.
Keep growing so you can reach higher heights. Folks, On the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, we have the one, the only, Arnold Gasita, and he is going to forget focus and fly with us. So on three, put your hands on your shoulders and fly with me. One, two, three, forgive, focus,
fly,
and keep rowing.
That's right, Arnold. That's right. I'm talking about. Now I are ready to hit you with this five-liner. Man, so I kind of briefed you a little bit. The very first question, I love this question. What is your why? What drives you every single day, Arnold, to wake up and be the best version of yourself?
Look, I think everybody was created with a purpose. And so my prayer every day is that I achieve the purpose God created me to be. And I don't think that has to do only with money, right? I think money is part of it, right? Success, and because you need those things to bless other people with. But that involves inspiring people, making people better. Hopefully, there's a group of people throughout my career. I know a few that grow to be better than me. Yeah. And there's nothing better for you to look back and say, man, I was a piece of that person's growth.
Yes.
And they have become this successful person and are doing their thing now without me. You kind of just help mold a little bit. I think those are part of the purpose that God has in everybody's life. It's for us to help people achieve their dreams and their destiny and their purpose. And so I would say that's probably what drives me the most every day. Is I want to touch and impact somebody's life, whether it's a customer, a vendor, an employee, in a way that years from now they're still doing things that they learned from what we did together.
That is legacy mindset.
I was thinking the same thing the whole time. I was like, this dude is a legacy guy. I love that. And what I love about that is that's a great reason to wake up every day and go out and do something amazing, right? To know that if you can go out and impact one person that day, which in turn could help impact thousands, millions, you never know, right? Even if it impacts just two more people, even if it just impacts that one person, you made an impact. And it makes a difference. You know, that is legacy, because that person will go on and share something that you shared with somebody else, which in turn will keep going down that chain. And eventually, generations from now, somebody is doing something that Arnold Gasita had showed somebody at the very beginning, something that was simple, something that was easy. You know, just like you do with your son, just like you do with any employee that you have, just like you do with us. You've poured into us already, you know, and that's what I love about you. You know, you definitely, 100%, there's no doubt that's the correct answer. Not that it's a correct answer. That
correct.
Is,
bing, bing, bing.
Bing, bing, bing.
You win. You got it right on the head.
No, Keep it coffee.
But that is your answer, and that is true to you. That's not like a fluffed up answer to make you sound good. I know what type of person you are. 100%. That makes 100% sense. I loved it.
And it's consistent with what you see throughout his company, right? You're sitting there talking with other people that are, again, from around the world that are excited to be inside of a room and just so pumped up about the future of what they're doing. But when they bring up your name, when they bring up your family's name, they light up with joy and honor. And that is the culture that people dream to be a part of.
Yep.
They dream to be a part of a culture where there's not backbiting, where there's not a competition in a realm where anybody's trying to subdue somebody else to become better. It's more of, we are all becoming great together, and we have a great leader that believes in us. And it's consistent with the way that you answer your why, but you can hear that because you know that you're sowing seeds into tomorrow. You're sowing seeds for bread that you may never eat.
I love that.
Right. And it's something that's coming into fruition more, the more and more that you look at your company, right? Here's another area. Here's something else to grow on. We're going to grow to here. There's been exponential growth in their company thus far, and they're projecting so much more. And that kind of a culture is what breeds incredible solutionaries and that remain as adaptable as you are.
Yep.
We honor it. We love that. But we need to know, what was it that brought you to the automotive industry?
Well, it's a very, it's a God thing, because I wasn't in the automotive industry. At the time, I was actually selling freight. So 31 years ago, I was selling freight and walked into a very large distributor of this type. So the company that I actually went to work for eventually, they were a customer of mine first. We walked in trying to sell them freight. He pursued me for a year. He said he loved the way that my team handled the service and how we followed up and, you know, how we were, you know, caring and et cetera. He just loved the way our team was, and he wanted me to hire to help him grow. And so, you know, I didn't want to do it because I knew nothing about the automotive industry. I mean, literally nothing. I never changed the oil of my vehicle. And so he pursued me for a year. We went out to eat with his father, who was one of the greatest generation World War II vet. Wow. And man, I fell in love with his dad. Mm-hmm. And I took the job, and it changed my life. And, you know, he gave me an opportunity to get into this world. Within 7 years, we made his distributorship the number one distributorship in the U.S., not only in volume but penetration. And then corporate came and asked me to come work for them. And so I left the distributorship and went to the corporate world. And, you know, the rest is history. That's how I got into it. But it was one of those, you know, you're knocking on doors and you knocked on the door that God had been preparing for you. And, you know, no matter how much I fought to not get in this business, they fought to get me in this business. And 31 years later, here we are.
Yeah. Mm. That's what's funny how God works, right? You know, God will make it uncomfortable for you until you do what his plan is for you, right? He's like, hey, whoa, 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 listen, I know you don't want to do this, but this is my plan for you. This is the mission for you. This is where you need to go right now because this is where you can spread the word. This is where you can share the love. This is where you can do all those things.
Oh, listen, let me tell you a little. You talk about being uncomfortable. So we, you know, I had a great career and with the largest company of this type.
Sure.
And there were some changes that happened after we sold the company to another company, and things were getting uncomfortable. And my pastor preached a sermon on how God has to make things uncomfortable so that you make the right decisions. Because if you're comfortable, you're content.
So true.
Mm-hmm. And true. And so, you know, it's funny you mentioned that because that's exactly what happened.
Right. I went through that myself. I feel like that's what I went through over the last 6 months before I left the dealership was. God was constantly telling me, hey, listen, you asked for me to help you make extra money. So I had record month. You've asked for me to do this. Now I'm going to just make it really uncomfortable for you at work to where people are going to come to you saying, hey, are you leaving or what's
it's
going
because,
on?
Because, you know, look, it's fear, right? It's a security blanket.
It's 100%. But the craziest thing is that we have God, so there's nothing to fear.
Right.
You know, so it's just do it. And he wants you to do that. He wants you to live that life. He wants you to live your preferred existence. And that's a beautiful thing. So I'm glad that you made that decision, right? And that's a beautiful decision that you made. But during that time, you had to make decisions of leaving this, going to that. I'm glad you got into automotive and then you stepped up and you started your own company. You are the president. You've done some amazing things. You have really shared your love with people across the world and that Petra brand is everywhere, right? And I love that. Just sitting there and listening to the testimonials of all your distributors while we were there. Amazing. Some of the stuff that you guys worked on in Germany, making sure the labels were not only just translated to German or even Austrian or whatever other languages that you guys hit up in that area, but it was also in the right terms or also the right information that country wants to see on their labels. That's very difficult to do. You worked really hard to do that, but that's part of what you've done. You've really spread that out there, and you're always finding things to be a solutionary.
Well, I mean, that's what he is, right? He is a certified solution.
No doubt.
That is consistently adapting
and
is on a nonstop train where he keeps growing. But again, it's sewed into the legacy that's behind him. So they're going to continue to take it to the next level. And the way that he's been honoring has been great, but also being able to operate without fear, with love actually vanquishing out all fear inside of his heart. I remember the story when you explained about your wife and you having the conversation and you all understanding what's the worst that happens. We have to start all over again.
Yep.
Right. But hearing that come from the wife for you fellas, right? Or from the spouse. We'll just say from the spouse. We all know what it's like to try to pull in a direction when your spouse is not moving with you. That you're not going anywhere, right? It's so important to encourage that in you and the magic that's in that moment of what's the worst that happens, right? We lose it all, but we have each other. Right. We're going to be fine. Yeah. We can rebuild it all again, especially you car guys and car gals in the industry. You're in the auto industry.
No doubt about it.
You can start over again, but stretch out in faith.
She definitely had more guts than me.
I believe that.
She had more guts than me. I like that. Yeah. We were in the dining room when I told her I had my resignation letter, you know, in my hand. And, you guys heard the story. I said, are you sure? Before I send this in, are you sure? And she looks at me without even, I mean, not a sweat, not a blink. She goes, hey, if we got to start all over again, we start all over again. I'm thinking, oh, my God.
That's you know? It. There you go. I can't do nothing.
God spoke for everything is good. I have you, you know, and I think that's what's so beautiful about that whole message there, that whole plan is that God spoke through her too and said, listen, we got this. This doesn't matter. Right. Worst case scenario, we lose material things, but we don't lose our lives. We don't lose our love. We don't lose our passion for each other. We don't lose our passion for what we're doing. We just have to start all over again. But in a sense, you were. You know, so that's why I think it was so easy for you to be like, thanks. And when you have that partnership, when you have the love of your life, the person you choose to be with you to the day that you die, that person right there saying, let's do this, it's godly.
That takes away the excuse of now why you can't go.
Yeah.
Because now it's time to go. Like when we got the, go ahead. We're with you guys from our wives. When they understood, hey, we know that it's time. And then it was like, hey, it's time. Are we going or what?
Yeah,
once that, then it was like, oh man. Well, I'm not waiting on you anymore.
I thought you were going to be the issue. That was my excuse. I don't have one now. It's time to grow, right? So,
all right.
And I love that. You know, you talked about your wife. She was there right when that moment happened. You know, I know there's been some amazing people in your life throughout your time, throughout your career, throughout your life. Been some mentors. There's been some people that you looked up to. There's been some great teachers in your life. Who has been or whom? I guess there could be multiple people because the answer is unlimited. You just tell us people or persons that have influenced you, somebody that maybe or someone's that have really reached out to you to make you feel like it's okay to take the next level.
Yeah, look, I think through my life, right, I'm going to tell you my father and my grandfather were people that influenced me and I learned a lot from. These are people that, would tell me things like no matter who you are, no matter what you achieve, if you see that something needs to be done, do it. If you need to pick up the broom and sweep. But don't be caught not doing something. Mm-hmm. My old boss, my previous boss and my previous company was a great, great mentor. Learned a lot from him. I give the story of when I was promoted to this very high level and he walks into my office and sits in front of me and tells me this, don't do anything. And I go, what? He says, don't do anything. He goes, just fly around, meet everybody, spend a year, see what everybody's doing, then do something, you know? And I thought it was, you know, he was a great, great mentor.
Smart.
And I got two partners in my business that have been phenomenal mentors. And the times that I get to hang around with them, they're phenomenal business people.
Wow.
And when I share ideas with them and when I'm on a plane and we're just talking about the business or the future or whatever it may be, the words of knowledge, especially business knowledge that comes out of their mouth is incredible. So I know that off the top of my head, I can tell you there's about five people in my life that have really influenced my life in business that mean the world to me. And some of those obviously are still influencing my life.
No doubt about it, you know, and I love that. And that's good that you, cause in, I know that as I come up in this business, I can name a good 3, 4, 5 people that really matter to me in industry. And I honestly am so thankful. I'm part of their legacy, just like you're part of their legacy, right? And it's our jobs, just like we talked about earlier, it's our jobs as humans, as Christians, as good citizens to pass that on to other people as best we can. I think the older we get, the more we realize how important legacy is, how important leaving – not money not money for people. Not that's great. Don't get me wrong, but leaving something that can be taken a lot longer than money, an idea, a philosophy, a mission, whatever it is, it needs to be out there. Now, what you guys have done a great job with your company, and I love what you've done with some foundations that you've done for foster kids. You've built an orphanage over in Brazil. You guys really are doing things that Lou and I are very much. We're like. Just a handful of years behind, we want to do similar things to that. That's what me, when I look for mentorship, that's why I'm so happy and so proud that I have you in my life. Because I know that I can look to you and say, hey, I need some guidance on how to do this. How do I do this? And you would totally just pour into us, right? So having somebody like you do that for us is great. And I know that's the same thing that happened with you. And that's what I love about legacy. That's just passing that on to others. And that's, and then it's our job to do the same thing. The next group of people, once we get our foundation started, we open our orphanages or whatever we end up doing with our giving. I want to be able to pass that on to other people, whether it's our children or the people that work for us or the people that we work with. I want them to be able to have that same thing. And I love that you honor that with those five people and that you do that thing with yourself. And you're starting your own stuff. I mean, this, a lot of the things that you do are just trailblazing, and I love that. And it's so neat because that is your own individual legacy. But once again, all those things were taught somewhat influenced by people who have been around you. You talked about your father, your grandfather. They gave you the heart you have, right? They put that inside you. They, you know, God did, but you know, but at the same time, they were in your bloodline. Yeah, they're the ones who raised you, right? And they, so through God went through them, passed that on to you. And what's so great about that is that you're sharing that with your children now, all right? And I love that. And you're honoring it. You're honoring your father, your grandfather, the same way by passing that down. And your kids are going to do the same thing. So that is what's so important about mentorship, whether it's from outside sources, from your family, from God, from whatever that you find that mentorship, use it and keep passing it. Don't hold it selfishly. You can't hold on to it. You need to pass on those knowledge. So,
yeah, I tell people all the time, I'm a capitalist, but I'm not greedy, right? So you have to be a capitalist. We have to make money. We have to be profitable. We have to grow. People need to get their income and succeed and be good, so that you can do these other things.
Yes.
Right. And when you and when you talk about, you know, legacy and the orphanage and the things that we've done, you know, one of the greatest gifts you can give is give somebody something that you don't know the impact it's going to have. You will never see it possibly.
Facts.
And they will never be able to repay you. Right. So we did an orphanage in Brazil. We don't know the children that have been affected by that orphanage, right? That one of those kids, or two or three or all, can grow up to be incredible, whatever, business people, pastors, leaders, politicians, that you had a little piece on that you will never know.
That's right.
Just because you touched that orphanage, or you helped that single mother, or you helped, you know, whoever the case may be. But
that's
you want to have a legacy. You want to invest in people that you will probably never, ever see. And they may change the world, and you were a piece of it. You didn't even know it.
That's beautiful. That's
sowing seed open-handed. The illustration for a good seed sower is one that never clamps their hand. They never close it, right? They allow that whatever touches it, that feeds through. And as they move, those seeds get dropped onto the ground. And you don't know what's going to actually produce. And actually, to tell you the truth, everybody, you have no power over the physical happening of the seed that goes into the ground and comes to life. Okay, that's a God thing. All right. But you do have control over the seed that touches your hand.
Yep.
And when you honor that seed properly, you do commit to what it is that you eat, what it is that you sow, and you put that into the ground, it could bear fruit for a long time. Yeah. And some of that fruit may take a long time to first come into fruition. Mm-hmm. But the importance of having somebody inside of your life that can sow those seeds of confidence. I mean, you were touring inside of a company, right? You were told for a year, I just want you to meet people, to bring the smile, right? I mean, that would make everybody happy. Just having
that
somebody
change the whole business, hey, just him walking in with a smile.
The
smile.
Like, oh, well, everything's different, right? So you spend this time, but you have a mentor that's saying, hey, do this. And you retrieve that, right? It's kind of counter your persona, your personality. I got to get something done. I'm a doer. I got to cook. I got to brew. I got to make something happen with me and you. Blah, 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 blah. Right? But somebody said, whoa, you got to rest. And that probably, I can only imagine how much that taught you in retrieving information from people and being at rest enough to then pour out the solutions when it's time to bring the solutions. And that's a key piece in leadership, right? You got to listen, right? As you build these relationships, you got to listen. Even if you're selling the car, shut up and listen. They're going to tell you how to sell them.
Facts.
Right?
Right. Listen to what they're telling you to give it to them, you know.
Exactly. And I literally heard somebody, I don't know who said this yesterday, but they said maybe I was listening to something on what's that app called?
Clubhouse.
I forgot. So on Clubhouse, I was listening to somebody talk, I believe, and they were talking about how salespeople talk themselves out of deals a lot.
Oh my God.
they're not listening. They're just talking the whole time. So that is what we're talking about here. You have to listen. You have to listen.
That's a pet peeve of mine.
It is. Definitely is. Like, but the thing that you're doing inside of finding the functionality of a company or seeing a way to go to the next level is listening to the people,
yep.
hearing where they're at, and understanding their needs. And if you can give them what they're needing, you're going to get what you're wanting out of them more, just like the car deal or just like somebody you're trying to motivate.
And,
right?
Know when to shut up, right? Because if they say, hey, I'm in, I want it, stop.
Yes.
It's done.
No, just keep talking.
The deal is done.
All right, do this.
And there's plenty of them out there that do. They're like, oh, yeah, cool. But hey, what about this?
What about this? What about that? No.
I already said I'm going to buy it. Okay, never mind. I'm going to go to the street because they don't talk as much.
Want a cup of water or a cup of coffee? But yeah, so in that, so again, the prices or the value that a mentor has inside of your life is priceless, but they do pay a price to be in your life. They do pay a price to be able to sow into you, because you don't just let anybody in. You can't just let anybody pour into your cup, right? It has to be vetted. It has to be high quality. It has to be filtered properly, right, before it goes in. And inside of that, sometimes you get a bad batch, right? We dealt with brewing earlier, overflowing cups, right? Sometimes not everything works the way that it's supposed to. But that doesn't mean that it's always that way. Mm-hmm. But you do learn when you do get a bad batch or you do make a bad brew or, you know, you figure it out, right? You get better at doing it good. But what has it for you inside of your career? There's so many victories, so many great rewards, so many accolades, so many things to lean into. But the part that's dark doesn't often get the highlight, but it's so valuable to learn mm-hmm. what people do in those times. That's why on the show we do bring that out, the mentorship, but then the hardest lesson. So for Arnold,
yeah.
what has been the hardest lesson you've had to learn getting to where it is that you are now?
You know, I will tell you, let me just say something about what you said about you shouldn't listen to everybody, right? You should definitely have a good discernment and allow certain people to mentor you and some not. It is important who you hang around with. It is important whose advice you take, and you got to be a little bit smart to know this isn't right and this is right. And I'm gonna let this guy feed into my life, and this one not so much, right?
Right.
And I tell my kids this as well. The biggest thing you can do is look at their life, right? Mm-hmm. So if somebody's trying to influence your life, look at their life. How is their relationship with their wives, their kids, their business, their employees, their customers, their right. vendors? If all of that is right, probably somebody you should listen to. But if somebody's trying to influence your life and the relationship isn't that great with the kids, not that great with the wives, some customers not so, that's all talk and not action, right? That person really isn't living that life. So you may want to be a little bit careful of who influences and who impacts your life. In my career, what I've learned is I've made bad decisions for sure. I mean, if you told me today, you know, what's the one thing you would not do again if you opened Petra? I would tell you I would not open a satellite office in Puerto Rico.
Okay. That's one.
And if you talk to my attorney, he'd probably tell you the same thing, right? That was the most tough. I mean, that was the hardest thing, I think, through Petra was opening that and then realizing that was a bad mistake and then getting out of it. And that was because I trusted the wrong person, right? So, you know, it goes back to that, you know, trusting the right person. I think people in the industry that backstab you is something that's hard. So when sure. when you really trust somebody and you give them a lot of leeway and authority and trust and they backstab you again in 31 years, I would tell you that's maybe happened twice to me. Mm-hmm. It hasn't happened a lot, but when it happened, it hurts. Yeah. You know, you're really affected and you're really hurt. So those things affect you, you know, and then you start to question, you know, did I make the right decision? You know, what was wrong? What happened, et cetera. It's part of business. If it doesn't happen, something's wrong, right? We had a distributor that had a bad situation happen with one of his employees that stole from him. And he was having a talk with one of his customers, and his customer said, well, that means you're in business, because when you're in business, those things are going to happen. Some of these things are going to happen. You're going to have people, you know, you're going to make the wrong decisions, Puerto Rico. You're going to have people backstab you, part of a life, part of a business, but you learn from it. As long as you learn from it, you're good.
I agree.
And I tell my kids that too, right? Learn from it. We're going to make mistakes. Nobody's perfect, right? I will continue to make mistakes, but I need to learn from it, right? I got to realize, okay, this was wrong. Let's not do that again. And learn from your good decisions, right? This was a good decision. Let's keep doing this. Or let's do something similar.
Yep.
Right. Because we can also get stuck in our little, you know, oh, poor me, I made this bad decision, we can't go on. And then you're dead. Right.
That's
learn it. From it. It happened. It's over. It's part of business. Deal with it and move on.
Yep.
Don't just sit there and cry, you know, for years and years about it. It's over. It's done. Although Puerto Rico, I still cry about every once in a while.
Hey, you know.
That would have been so great, right? That
How cool would that have been, right? Hey, we go to Puerto Rico because we got a satellite office there. But listen, you know, I agree with everything you just said there. There's no doubt. I love the stories you're telling, and I love that you're being honest about things. Here's the deal, folks. Bad things are going to happen, and they're supposed to happen. If we didn't have unfortunate events happen in our lives, we wouldn't realize how great the good things are, right? So it takes a little bit of this and that for us to understand life. And I think God, that is part of God's plan. He wants you to feel those things. But like Arnold was talking about, when the failures happen, they're not failures if you learn something from it. So it sounds like a bad word. Failure to me, I've learned to change that from a negative to a positive in my head. I want to fail as many times as I can. Not on purpose, but I want to try to do the right thing. And if it doesn't work, I want to learn from that. And when I learn from that, the next time it's going to be much better, smoother, easier, less time, and less heartache, right? But at the end of the day, you don't have heartache if you know that, hey, I still got tomorrow to try to do it again and do it better. And that's what we all have. We have that opportunity. God has given us that chance to be able to grow from our lessons. And without those lessons, we would not go anywhere. Without those lessons, we probably would just stay stagnant at just one level because we didn't feel anything, so you're not trying.
And you have no growth, right? Because like you said, if you don't have those bad moments, you don't know you have those good ones either.
That's it. You know, and
right?
you're just
kind of like this.
Exactly.
So you need those gut-wrenching ones that kind of grab you and shake you up a little bit so that you go, wow, I need to not do that again. And then when you do something right, you go, now this is what it feels like. This is good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and it kind of overcompensates this. You want to have more of these and these, right?
Right.
But you have to. You can't, you know, it's like a marriage that says, oh, I never, you know, people say, oh, we never argue. And I'm like,
And you maybe never talk.
You've been married for a month? I don't know. You know, like there's no doubt like marriage is work, but marriage is worth the work. You know, it really is, especially when you have the right partner.
But there's so much that's inside of that. Remember, the iron sharpening iron is key. It takes the friction, right? To remove the friction from life often is the attempt of someone that doesn't ever want to feel pain. Well, the person that doesn't ever want to feel pain never feels anything new, never grows at all, never goes to the next level. I remember, you know, with teenagers growing up, right? I didn't have these types of pains. I just never grew enough. But my son did, right? He started dealing with knee problems.
Lou, we need you to grow up.
Right? I mean, but as we started growing, as he started dealing with stuff, it was like, what does this mean? You know, what is this growing pain? How does he really have this problem that he can barely walk some days? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, wow, that's really a thing. I didn't really know that, right? But or understand how those pains worked in. But even correlating to business, there's going to be pains. You're going to have that. And in your marriage,
and you're going to have growing pains.
Right. You're going to have
you're going to have growing pains. It's a good stretch. I tell people all the time. Growing pains is a good thing.
Yes.
When a business is growing and exploding at a very fast pace and you're, you know, running around like a chicken with your head cut off, these are all good things as long as you get there, right? But those are all good signs that people are buying into your program, buying into your products. So they are, you know, that you know, you're in this growth pain mode, but it's a good growth pain. It's not a oh my God, we're sitting around, nobody's buying, there's a warehouse full of product, what are we going to do? That's a bad
right. That's a good pain.
I'm out of product, I need more product, people want it, I can't get enough.
That's a
great problem to have.
Right.
You know, those are good growing pains. You got to fix it, you got to have product, but it's a good growing pain.
100%. Exactly. And I love that.
I mean, that's the those are the pains that people hope to have, yep. right? Are these pains of growth where people are getting welded together. But a key piece inside of all that is that as these pains do occur, whether they're in your business or they're in your company or they're in your relationships or they're in your effect to the community, mm-hmm. right? I mean, making sure that you solve the problems that are part of growing pains inside of an orphanage are key, right? There's growing pains inside of that. There's building that has to happen. There's getting people involved. All of these things are logistics that have to happen. And things are so much different on a volunteer level, right? When people are volunteering to help and being part of a mission, it teaches you how to deal with people a little bit different, right? It teaches you how to honor, and that jumps into your business way different. That's why we so much want to encourage people, be leadership outside of the business too, where people really are giving up of their time and of their passions to participate with you. You'll find how to pull out the passions of the people that are getting paid to do the job. Because so many times people are just cashing in their time for their check, and you've never actually hit the source or that plug of passion in their life mm-hmm. to find out what's making them drive. That passionate worker does a lot more work, you know what I mean, if you can start to pull that out of them. And you do it great because you lead with love. And I'm sure that there's many, many, many rewards that come in with that. Right, Fred?
Whoa. Right. So he's tossed that up to me, and that's a setup for the next question. I love that, Lou. You're good. It's really good. So 100%, you know, we go through all these things. We talked about your why. We've talked about, you know, what got you in this industry and how you grew in this industry. We've talked about the people who've helped you along the way and the mentorship that you've been given and also been giving to others. And then we talked about growing pains. We talked about what happened, you know, struggles. We talked about Puerto Rico, right?
Puerto Rico,
we talk about things like that, but you learn from those things and we grow from those things. And of all the stuff that we've done and we've talked about today in this automotive industry in your life, what has been the greatest reward up to this point?
Wow. Well, I mean, the greatest reward, I think, goes back to people, you know, and it could be customers or it can be customers or employees, right? But when I see an employee excel
yes.
beyond what they thought they could achieve, when I see an employee get it and become better than what they think they could do, that's an incredible reward. Likewise, a customer, right? When we go into a customer and say, we can do these things for you, and the customer trusts us, right? And gives us the opportunity to do it, and we come through with our promises, and the customer has that smile and happiness in his face because he trusted you and you did what you said you're going to do. That's big for us too. So, mm-hmm. So it boils back to people, right? Whether they're customers or employee, is seeing that you have impacted somebody's life, in a way. And again, in a way more than money, right?
Yes.
That you you were a man of your word. You came through when you said you were going to come through. You were there when they needed you. And then they learn. They become these better persons. And I love it because I've always had these employees that I see things in them that they don't see.
Right.
And through years, we bring them to different levels. And then and you look back 10, 20 years later and you go, you know, look at where they started. Look at where they're at now. And that's a great feeling.
Oh, I bet.
Boom.
There's so much on that. You know what I think of when I'm sitting there looking at them? Saying, I'm thinking of another great reward that one day I'm going to have when no matter how many people of the family are in the room, my granddaughter wants to come squeeze only my face. Just like
Arnold. Yeah, I saw like that.
I want my Willow and nobody else
real,
in the room.
I got to say, congratulations.
Yes.
I know you got a second grandchild coming soon. Yes. I'm so excited for you and your family. I know that
thank you.
Vero is like, oh my goodness. You know, I'm excited because I'm jealous. Number two, I'm so excited for you because I know how much you love being a grandfather. Yeah. And I know that this is just going to make your heart even bigger. So that is so exciting.
Let me tell you how he announced it to us. Thanksgiving dinner, we all gather around the kitchen like in a circle, and everybody quickly just gives a quick, you know, what they're thankful for. And when it came down to Arnold Jr., he said, well, I'm thankful because Mila's going to be a big sister. Now, My wife immediately got it, cries, runs over, starts hugging him. I'm still digesting. I'm like, what did he say? And my mom's looking at me like, he's going to have another baby. And I'm still trying to think this through, you know?
Yeah, wow.
That's how he broke the news to us.
Oh, yeah, man. They kind of did that to you on your first grandbaby, though, too. They kind of like snuck that in on you.
They
guys
got a
too.
Way to do these.
They're
things.
Good. Your son is smart, man. I love that. Emotions out. Yeah. No, that's amazing. I'm so excited for you and your family because I know as the family grows, your heart grows, and you know, and that's just more that you get to share. That's more that you get to mentor and pass your legacy down through, and your son gets to do the same thing. Your son has got to be loving life right
can't
now.
Can't wait to get him on the show.
Yeah, we do want to have Arnold Jr. on the show with
it'll be my twin.
That's it. Exactly.
Unless you can introduce him as my twin.
I already got ideas right now. We're going to play with some of the graphics.
Yeah, we believe our sons, you know, we have a lot of things like we call our kids Fred and Lou 2.0.
They call themselves that.
They do.
Which
they
is
call,
the honor.
They're the 2.0, but they're better than us.
Yeah.
So, smarter. It's amazing. We should, like, hopefully one day we can get pictures of you, your son, us with our sons, and that would be really cool.
Great.
That'd be wonderful. Man, this was a lot of fun.
This has been a fun five-liner. Car guys and car gals, if you've enjoyed this five-liner, do us a favor. Tag a car guy or a car gal that needs to hear this, that needs to hear this sort of a story, that needs to be encouraged to lean in to their family so that they can influence their businesses, their relationships, and their communities, but also enjoy the reward of seeing so many impacted. There's people that are waiting on you to sow seeds in them so that they can become who they're supposed to be. And my man Arnold is doing that. And I'm so thankful that the exposure that we get to your family, just the proximity, right? Mm-hmm. You got to watch who's close to you. But when you get close to people that have an energy, that are operating on a frequency, when that band finds the right lead singer or the right guitarist or the right drummer, once everybody starts to get in rhythm together, then you start making magic happen. Mm. And that's what's happening not just inside of Petra Automotive Products, but that's what's happening in this culture of solutionaries that are rising up because we're welding together the best that we have in the brew, which is all that we're responsible for, right? Coming back to the very beginning, the only thing that we can be, well, that was the beginning of our initial conversation today, but just being ourselves, bringing the best you and being bold enough to do that, you can forgive, focus, fly, you can keep growing, but you can remain contagiously confident,
man,
with the beautiful smile of some Cuban coffee brewing, love leading, solutionary, rising, Arnold Gesita. We are so thankful that we've had this chance with you, brother.
Thank you for inviting me.
Share this around.
I loved it. It was great being with you guys.
Car guys, car gals, I am Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I'm Fred Lenartz, the subprime hero.
And you have been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast with the one,
the only, Arnold Gesita.
And we want to make sure that everybody at home and abroad knows that Arnold Gesita is 100%
CGC approved.
That's right. You know the deal.
Thank you so much, everybody. We will see you soon.